Welcome to Life Coach You, your personal life coach certification school, and your place to become wealthy coaching others. In this powerful podcast, you'll learn the skills, the mindset, and the marketing secrets of top coaches and consultants. Brought to you by Master Coach and Trainer Wayne Sutton from LifeCoachLifestyle.com. Be sure to subscribe and enjoy the show.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Life Coach You, where you are going to learn how to become a $10,000 per month life coach in the next 90 days using a proven formula. And if you're already coaching, you're already at 10K, 20K a month, how to scale that business. Now, maybe you're not a coach. We're going to share with you how to become certified, how to grab a hold of our marketing plan, and truly develop the business that you want to develop, the lifestyle you want to develop. Today, we're going to jump into something a little different. So as you follow us, you'll recognize some of our podcasts are about coaching and helping and transforming people, transforming you. Life coaching begins with you, okay? But today, we're going to do something a little bit different. Today, we're going to talk about marketing, because if you're a great coach but nobody knows about you, does it really matter that you're a great coach? So today, we're going to talk about a cognitive bias. And what is a cognitive bias? Actually, it's a mistake in reasoning. I want you to hear that word. It's a mistake in reasoning, evaluating, remembering, or other cognitive processes. And it occurs when you hold on to one preference or belief, regardless of contrary information. Now, not to get into the whole world of marketing and psychology, but there's about 180 known biases. And we're going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about 180. We're going to talk about some simple ones that you can use to show the people that you're talking to why you are the coach. Number one is an anchoring bias. This is very important. People over-rely on the first piece of information they hear. For example, a house for sale. Set either before or after the start of negotiations starts a focal point. You go buy a car, and the car is $85,000. And you go, wait a minute. No, that car can't be worth that much. But would you expect to get it for $40,000? No, because it's already been anchored at $85,000. Prices discussed in negotiations that are lower than the anchor may seem reasonable, even if it's higher than the actual market value. We see this a lot in jewelry. We see this in furniture sales. Somebody walks in to buy a couch. So true story here, friend of mine goes to buy a couch. He goes and he looks and it's like $600-700 or whatever. And he thinks about it. Him and his wife, they leave. And then the next weekend it's like, hey, half price, all everything in the store. Great. He says, hey, let's go back and get that couch. When he goes back, now the couch is $1,500, but it's cut. It's only $750, half price. That's what it was kind of full price a week ago. So they anchored, against their better judgment, they had anchored the lower price in his head. There's no way he'll pay that. But what if they had anchored to $1,500? See, people that hadn't been there the week before, they walk in, they see $1,500 price. That's the anchor. And then it's, half price. Knowing this is really important, because what we have to do is to anchor someone based on that. We never want to use that furniture salesman tactic. That's BS. It's wrong. It's unethical. But we do want to anchor people based on another price, so we have a price in their mind. Does this make sense? Okay. So let's talk about that. Let me show you how to do this and how to make it work. Let's say you're offering instead of a life coach, maybe you're a digital marketing consultant. And so you're going to go in, you're going to help somebody with their Instagram, their Facebook. You're going to help them with the email marketing. You're going to set up pixels on their websites and pixels on all of their lead magnets. And you're going to develop a whole marketing plan. Okay? And so you want to list out everything that you do. And then you're going to ask them, how much would it cost you to hire a full-time employee to do this? If you had a full-time employee that you had to pay for you had to pay their salary, you had to pay workman's comp, you had to pay for their insurance, and here's what they're going to do.